Well, all of our restrictions have been based on where we have seen the spread happening, or places that we believe are being overwhelmed or will be overwhelmed by what we're seeing coming. What we have seen from professional or college sports to date has been a level of enforcement that we don't see in congregations generally. We don't have ushers walking up and down, kicking people out of facilities that aren't wearing masks like we have seen at these events. If at any time the enforcement is not there, then that's something that we have to look at. But I believe what we've got is 15% compliance, 15% capacity in a very large building with more people enforcing it than anywhere else in the Commonwealth. But if we start seeing any cases happening from it, then we'll take action there as well. You know, all of these are based on the best data that we have, on the best recommendations that we have. Now, food and drink can't be served indoor at these places. They'll have to live with those same restrictions as well.